Please be seated. I have to be honest. I really do not like shopping for clothes. I mean, why does it have to be so complicated? Why can't it be simpler? Why can't you just go in, find something that doesn't look awful and that fits, and go ahead and buy it? But no. You have to go in and you have to sort through all different colors and styles and what's trendy and what the popular people are wearing and finally find something that you can buy. Now, I may very well be describing the stereotypical male approach to shopping for clothes, but having lived in a household for the past 20 plus years with three females, I've grown accustomed to the fact that clothes shopping for women can be different. The stereotypical woman's approach to clothes shopping is that she can shop for clothes even when she doesn't need anything. What a concept. Notice I didn't say what a waste of time. I have learned. Now, in the text for us today, we're going to talk about clothes. And these clothes are, well, the most important clothes that there could ever be. These clothes, we don't have to shop for them, but they are something that everybody needs. Let's look at the end of Isaiah's 61st chapter, beginning at verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Thus far, the text. If we want to sum up what this text says, is that God's clothes make us happy. And why shouldn't they? The garments of salvation, the robe of righteousness, these are the clothes that come from God. These are the clothes that truly make the man or the woman. Now, what kind of clothes did you have when you were born? Now, you may very well think that when you were born, you didn't have any clothes. And in the strictly physical sense, you're right. And when you exited your mother's womb, entered into this world, you were naked. But in a spiritual sense, you were covered. You were covered head to toe with sin. We know those familiar words of David in Psalm 51. I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Yes, even from the time of your conception, you're covered with sin. And this is not just like a minor birth defect that can be easily remedied. Sin brings about nothing good. It brings about death, physical death, and eternal death in hell. And to make matters worse, not only are you born in sin, you sin every day. For example, think about the judgmental thoughts that you may have about someone, about how they dress. You might think, well, don't they have any kind of fashion sense? Don't they know that style has been out of style for a long time? Didn't I see them wearing that same thing just the other day? Or maybe your thoughts turn to jealousy when you see how someone is dressed. Wow, I wish I could afford the actual designer labels and not just these knockoffs. Who are they trying to impress anyway? All of these sins and all the other sins that you commit every day just make it even more evident that you deserve eternal punishment from God. So what can clothes do to remedy our plight? Well, God doesn't want us to remain in our sin and end up in hell. And so he came up with a plan. He sent his one and only son to this world as one of us, but He did so so that he was born without sin. And then throughout his entire life, even in the face of all of the temptations that we face every day, Jesus never sinned, not once. You could say that throughout his life, he was weaving together a garment for us, a garment that would cover over all of our awful death-causing sin. And when he went to the cross and he paid that price on the cross, he completed that garment for us. And he was punished when he was abandoned by his Father in hell. So Jesus made this perfect garment for us by his perfect life and his perfect death. It's not a garment that we have to go shopping for. When you were baptized, three things happened. First, your sins, all of your sins were washed away because of the shed blood of Christ. And second, the Holy Spirit then put new life in you. He created a new man within you before you were dead, after you're alive. And then finally, God placed on you your very own robe of righteousness. Yes, you get credit for Jesus' perfect life. When God looks at you, he doesn't see you as an awful, sinful, horrible creature. He sees you as perfect. He sees you just as perfect as his Son, because you are wearing his perfect robe of righteousness. And that robe of righteousness never goes out of style. When you die, or when Jesus comes back at the end of the world, you're going to stand before him as he judges the world. And if you're wearing that robe of righteousness, then you're going to be welcomed into heaven to live with God forever. What a reason to praise God. Isaiah says, "For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations." Indeed, if God's clothes make us happy, we have really no choice but to let that happiness show. Think about what you do, how you react when someone does something nice for you or gives you an awesome gift. First thing you'd probably do is to thank that person for doing that nice thing for you. Think about when you were a kid and your parents had to train you that way. Someone would do something nice or give you something and they would say, "Now what do you say?" So yes, we do thank God for this incredible garment that he's given us. We thank him in our worship. We thank him in our prayers. We thank him with our offerings. We thank him with our very lives as we strive to live, to be the best person that we can be, in the sense of whatever station he's put us in, we try to be the best student or spouse or sibling or worker or whatever. And we also react to someone doing something nice for us or giving something to us that's just incredible by telling others about it. Isn't that what you did when you got that iPad for your birthday or some other wonderful gift? You couldn't help but tell other people about it and show it off. Well, how much more so with the phenomenal gift of life that God has given to you through your Savior? And it all comes back to clothes. God's clothes. God's clothes make us happy. That robe of righteousness that God freely gives you life now, yes, but also life forever in heaven. That garment of salvation that your Savior obtained for you, it gives you life and forgiveness and causes you to praise our God without end. Keep wearing those clothes. Those clothes are life. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the incredible clothes you gave us, our robe of righteousness made by our Savior, Jesus Christ. With these clothes, you give us forgiveness of our sin and eternal life with you. Keep us ever faithful to you and help us to share the good news of your salvation with anyone we can. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.